I think that, you got to watch the film on that, Jason, but it seems like there was probably some good and some not so good. So, just happy that we came out with a win, and I thought that our first teams were improved from last week, so that was probably a pretty good sign. Injuries, those things, that's pro football, so the next guy's got to step up. Yeah, I mean, I thought defensively they did a good job in the first half, Jerome. To only give up 60 yards of offense, that's pretty good, for going against their first team. And then I thought offensively we definitely improved. I thought there were some good things, in the passing game. Still some work to be done, obviously, but it was definitely better. I thought our 2-minute drill at the end of the half was a good one, where we came away with a field goal. That was good to see because we work very hard at that type of stuff. So there was a lot more good than bad. Obviously in the second half, some of the things that we need to work on, like throwing a lateral on a slip screen that's covered. We can't do that. I thought we did a good job of creating some takeaways again, which was good to see. So there were some definite things to build on. You're talking about with the tight end down the middle, and then they said it was incomplete.
Yeah, I guess just what's your, per the rule, what's your understanding of what a catch is?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think that the way that I define a catch is that the receiver possesses the football to the ground with 2 feet on the ground and never really relinquishes the ball to me. That's to me what a catch is. You possess the football all the way to what I tell. For instance, DeAndre Hopkins, who makes so many acrobatic catches, is that I tell him, look, possess the ball all the way to the ground and then hand the ball to the official. So, like, I'm not making my own definition up, but that's what I try to teach our players, if that makes sense to you guys. Yep. Yes, definitely. We wanted to get him a lot of snaps just because he hadn't played last week, and we wanted to make sure that, look, I think it's important for guys to play a lot of football in the preseason. When I say that, some guys are a little bit different. Some guys like Jonathan Joseph or Vince Wilfork, a lot of football might be a little bit different definition for them than it is for somebody else, maybe like Clowney. So we wanted JD to play a lot, and I thought he did a nice job today from what I could see from the sideline. I think it was a little bit better, Wex. I think it was a little bit better, but I still, I think we've got a ways to go here. I think that we definitely improved. It was good to see, Hop and Fuller and Braxton make some plays. It was good to see our running game be okay. It's good to see Brock, complete some passes, which was good. But I think, we've got to take another step next week. We've got to keep improving. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, those guys, the one thing, and I'll knock on wood on this, is that they're out there every day. They've been healthy, and that's a key. So if you're out there every day and you're able to go up against Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson and Kevin Johnson and Boye every single day, and you can stay healthy, then you've got a chance to improve, and that's been a big key for those guys. Yeah, I think this year one of the things that we talked about doing was making sure that the guys that we know are going to play a lot of football for us in the season, that they see a lot of live action in the preseason. Meaning the first live action they see cannot be the Chicago Bears. I think that was something that we learned from last year that we wanted to do a better job of this year with every player. Now, like I said before, some players that might mean a few more plays than other players, but overall it just means, hey, let's get these guys some live action before we actually play a game that counts.
Who are some guys that's really stood out to you in these first two games on that defensive line?
Well, I think, Vince has gone in there and done his usual good job of really playing the run well. I think he's actually gotten some pressure on the quarterback too, which is good to see. He came back in great condition, so. He's done a good job. I think that Devin Still has gotten better and better every week. I think he's really playing lower and he's playing pretty well. Christian Covington's had a very good training camp for us. He's really had a good training camp. DJ Reader, sometimes I don't mention rookies that much, but Reader came in here, and I'm not saying he's in tip-top condition, but I think he's getting better, and he's a productive football player. He's an active player. So there's a number of guys that are playing pretty well up there. He's a smart guy. He's definitely picked up the offense well. I'd say that the same thing for Braxton. You know, it's not an easy offense to learn as a rookie receiver. And Will and Braxton, you know, look, those two guys, I said this earlier in the week, you know, coming from Ohio State and Notre Dame, two big-time programs where they were coached very well and they learned a lot of football there. They were able to come in here and kind of have an understanding foundationally about some of the things that we do. And so they've learned pretty well. They're good learners and they're hard workers, which is a key.
Bill, what do you think about the kick and the punt returns tonight?
The kickoff returns and the punt returns. You know, I thought there were a couple of things that were decent. I thought Akeem Hunt there, you know, at the end, he ran pretty well. I thought the blocking could be better for Irvin from what I could see from the sideline. I thought that Wendell Williams circled the field a couple times, at least once that I saw. So, again, I got to watch the tape, but I thought it was a lot more productive than it had been.
You may have more guys at that running back position that deserve to be on the 53, and as the numbers game goes, you might not be able to keep them. How does evaluation break down if you got guys with similar skill sets like Irvin and Akeem Hunt?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough decision, you know. Sometimes it's going to come down to special teams. It'll come down to you know, the way that we're going to use them on offense. If you use that example right there, both those guys are very hard workers, good guys. And you know, look, maybe you keep them both. You know, maybe you keep them both and you figure out something else at another position. So, you know, we got a little bit of ways to go there before we get to that type of decision. But both guys have definitely played well for us. Yeah, it's difficult. It's not an easy position to learn because a lot of it's knowledge of coverage, which obviously as a rookie receiver, everything's a little bit new for you here in this league with how you're being played, different leverages, different skill sets playing you man-to-man, big guys, smaller guys. You know, getting hit at the line of scrimmage in that position is not the easiest thing to deal with when you're a younger player. Having a feel for zone coverage, when to break out, when to break in, when to sit. We show a lot of film of some guys that have been very good for us in that position. You know, some guys that we've had here, some guys that we've had in other places to try to teach them. But it takes a while. And that's why I keep saying the fact that Braxton and Will have been out there every day, that really helps them because they get all the reps. So they're not dealing with hamstrings and, you know, quad pulls and things like that. They're doing a good job in the training room so that they're able to be out there and learn every single day, which is big.